B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Our next guest covers the Sixers for The Athletic, and I want some answers, damn it. It's time to pull back the covers and get some answers for Rich Hoffman. Rich, who are the Sixers drafting? And B, who are they trading for? I demand to know right now.
That's a tough act to follow up, whatever that is. But I would say I don't know who they're drafting, but I am like you. I am expecting some sort of fireworks tonight, whether that's, you know, a trade with the 21st pick or maybe the other picks. I'm expecting some sort of action, not just from the Sixers, but the entire NBA. We got a couple trades the other night, and I want more.
Okay, so you know what we're talking about today. Now, yesterday was the Harden thing for Simmons. And I'm curious, let's address that first. Does that make sense? Could it possibly happen?
I don't think it's going to happen, in part because of what Houston is asking for, you know, and just reading Houston people saying that they would want a star-level player, and Ben Simmons certainly qualifies in that camp, and B, they want a ton of draft assets. Houston, Mike, is in a terrible spot right now. Mm-hmm. They have kind of mortgaged their future already, so they can't just trade Harden and go to the bottom and sort of tank because of that Russell Westbrook trade, which, by the way, Daryl Morey, you know, he was there, and he made that deal last year. I do think, like, realistically, Ben Simmons is one of the better offers that the Rockets could get. But I think from the Sixers' standpoint, you know, and it was as recently as like a week ago, I really believe like Daryl when he said he wasn't trying to break them up. I think he wants to see how it looks first. But I guess the thing from the Sixers' standpoint is like I would not want to throw in future draft assets, you know, something like David Griffin and Sam Presti are screwing everything up, getting all these picks and pick swaps for kind of mediocre players. But from the Sixers standpoint, I don't think you can throw in Simmons and also mortgage your future with the draft pick. So that seems unlikely at this point, but I do think like it's out there that Simmons is kind of the trump card the Sixers could throw compared to a team like Brooklyn.
Well, mortgaging your future is like different than the future is now, you know, because the future would be championship level if they brought in Harden. So does the mortgage in the future really matter when it does? Measured against the other thing?
And that's exactly how you should look at it, Mike. I think the two questions the Sixers would ask in the Simmons for Harden swap are, the first one is, like, how long is James Harden going to be this good? And the good news is Daryl Morey probably has a better idea than anybody about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is Ben Simmons is going to get any better. Like, you know, he is certainly a very good player. He's an all-star, you know, third-team All-NBA. But are we still going to be having discussions about him not being able to create his shot in the playoffs? Like, the difference between a third-team All-NBA player and what James Harden is now, that's a huge difference. It is a massive difference. And I agree with you that, like, the idea of bringing in Harden, I mean, it would just... Harden and Embiid is a much better team next year, I think, than Simmons and Embiid at this point. But those are the two things you have to ask. And, you know, if they come down on the side of he's not going to get any better and Harden's got a few more years at that level, like, I think that's certainly a discussion you have to have.
But isn't Morey a win-now guy?
He is. I mean, he talked about recently, like, how he views constructing a team and the way he put it was he looks at championship windows within 3 years. And, you know, like, I do think it's realistic for Harden to be pretty good for the next 3 years. And, like, if you're just trying to maximize that level or those couple of years, yeah, I think you do make that swap. But there are other issues there. Like, I do think if you make that swap and you throw in a ton of draft equity after that, like, it could be really ugly. In 4 or 5 years.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I'm not looking at that part, nor do I want to look at that part. So,
no.
This Mortgage the Future thing at this point, if you can get a guy like Harden who gives you buckets, who makes your team an instant contender, who makes you in the national spotlight, who makes the house rock because they're going to win 60 games, I'm in. You know?
I get it. And I mean, I think him and Embiid would be pretty much an ideal fit because, you know, if Harden goes to Brooklyn, he's got to figure out how to play normal basketball again because he has Kyrie Irving. But
here's the other thing.
He wouldn't have to do that as much.
I get it. And the other thing with that is if he goes to Brooklyn, how far are you down on the pecking order now?
Good point. I think it's something that they have to look at because they are not right now a championship contender. Now, if you think Ben Simmons is going to get better and Embiid is going to stay healthy for a little while longer, if you think like in years maybe 2, 3, 4 of the Daryl Morey era, you could be better situated if those things happen. It's something you have to keep in mind. I mean, there is certainly risk in doing it, but I agree with you, Mike, that like there's risk in not doing it as well. They had Kawhi Leonard. You know, could they have gotten him a few years ago if they put Ben Simmons on the table? That was obviously a little bit different of a situation. You only had him for a year. No guarantee of him staying. You know, I mean, James Harden and Joel Embiid would be really good. I'm with you on that.
All right, let's talk about the other smoke. And I don't know if you're smelling it or feeling it. The Bradley Beal talk, the Zach LaVine talk is coming out of Chicago. What's up?
See, that's, I feel a little more skeptical about that. I mean, I could see them targeting a player like LaVine. I don't think Beal is going to be on the move. Washington has been pretty adamant that that's not going to happen. And, you know, that's somebody who I think pretty much the whole league is interested in trading for. The Sixers' problem right now is that they have Embiid and Simmons. Those are the two excellent trade chips that they have. The problem is once you get past those two guys and you look to kind of complement them and build around them, it's really bad. Like, I think you would have to send Al Horford back to even match that Zach LaVine salary. I mean, you could do
no, the LaVine salary is lower than that. What did Tyrone, was it 19.5? 19.5. So we were looking at like Josh Richardson, Thybulle, the contract is Zaire Smith, like that kind of thing.
You could do that, yeah. But you would also have to attach a lot, you know, and I wonder if Chicago would be willing to do that. I mean, it's true. I think LaVine is the more interesting name to me there, Mike, because hey, like you could see him fitting in with the Sixers, kind of his offensive talent. It'd be like, I don't think Chicago feels great about where they are as a franchise right now. I mean, they're picking fourth in the draft tonight, so that one seems a little bit more likely. And if Daryl Morey could pull that off and not have to give up, you know, a ton in terms of assets, like I think that is a move certainly worth keeping an eye on.
All right, let's look at the draft, and I'm curious to know what your feel is and where they go. I don't know who's going to be there at 21. Mock drafts have him being really interested in Tyrell Terry, the 6'1 freshman from Stanford. It's possible that Aaron Nesmith slides down there, or Desmond Bain, a couple shooting guards. What are they talking about here?
I think Tyrell Terry makes a lot of sense for this team. He is, you know, he's a pretty small guy. He's not the most athletic player, but man, can he really shoot it, and he can shoot it off the dribble. So of the players who were there at 21, and I should preface that by saying, like, I think there's a decent chance 21 could get moved tonight in whatever deal, you know, whether that's like a LaVine deal or moving off, Horford or somebody's contract. Like, I certainly think that could be in play. But if they do stay there, I just think you have to target shooting at that spot. So, the two names that stick out, and you mentioned Aaron Nesmith, I don't even know how to say that, but he's been projected to go a little bit higher. If he falls, I certainly think he's a name that could pop up for them. Those two, and then the other guy is Desmond Bain from TCU.
Yeah.
who's kind of just like, he reminds me of the offensive-minded Thibel. You know, he's already in like interviews saying like, look, I want to be a really good role player and just help the team by bombing threes. It seems like he's like a very well thought of kid. You know, I don't think the upside is quite there with him, but if you get that level of player and he can shoot it, that would certainly help the Sixers. So those would be three names that I would keep an eye on.
All right, you see any fireworks happening tonight? Is that your feel?
Yeah, I think they're gonna. I don't see a Simmons trade like a Harden or Simmons trade, but I certainly feel like with the five picks that they have, and you know, they could maybe move up from 34 and 36 to get up into the first round. That it's a little bit confusing, but that could kind of help out their salary cap. It would almost allow them to use more of the mid-level exception. So whatever it is, whether it's that, whether it's a trade, you know, with like a big contract or whatever, I certainly see Daryl Morey willing and dealing with these newfound picks that he has.
All right. Sounds good. Always a pleasure, Rich. Thanks for the info. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mike. See you.
All right. That's Rich Hoffman on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.